produced by Zion Lutheran, Hiawatha, Iowa. Reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Acts, page 1167. And we read Acts 3, beginning at verse 11. While the lame man, who was now healed, clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's, astounded. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. For what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that as Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive, until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 1 John. It's found on page 1311. And we read 1 John 3, beginning at verse 1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, and he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1132, and we read Luke 24, beginning at verse 36. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said it to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said it to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on 1 John chapter 3, your epistle reading. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." This is our text. It's Krieger, not Kruger. That's somebody else. But you know, throughout all my life, I've had to correct people. You know, when you go to kindergarten that very first day and the teacher starts reading the class list, "Oh, you must be Danny Kruger." "No, Krieger." Throughout elementary school, junior high, high school, every first day of school, they'd read down the list and it's, "Oh, Kruger." "No, it's Krieger." It wasn't until I went to a German Lutheran college called Concordia that for the first time in my life, on the first day of class, as they're reading down the list, one of the professors, a German Lutheran professor, goes, "Let's see, Dan Krieger?" Tears of joy started to well up in my eyes. But one of the most joyful moments of hearing that name was not when somebody was calling me. Back in my day, they didn't have state championships for football, at least not in Minnesota. But there was a Metro Championship game. And the East Metro played against the West Metro champ. And my brother's football team was in that game. And he was the starting running back. And throughout the entire first half, when he got the ball and he had a big run or even scored a touchdown, it would be Kruger 6 yards. Kruger, touchdown. But about midway through the first half, I had some friends there at that game with me, about a dozen of them. And we had seated ourselves sort of near the announcer's booth. And all of a sudden, every time the guy said, Kruger, 3 yards, they would stand up, look at the booth, and they'd say, it's Krieger. And so finally, when the second half started and my brother got the ball and had a really nice run, it was Krieger, 6 yards. He was getting all the glory. But just to know that I shared that name gave me such wonderful feelings. To know that I was a part of him. Could you imagine me going out after the game and then using that name, Krieger, as a curse? If he invited me to an after-game party, which he didn't. And I want you to know that even though that was an exciting moment for me, my brother was not perfect. But had he done that, could you imagine me saying, no, I don't have time for that meal with you, celebrating what you did? Can you imagine me not wanting to visit with him? Can you imagine me going out after that game and doing something to embarrass him? Something that he would never approve of. Now, being called by that name at that moment in time, celebrating his victory, was indeed precious. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, and we should be called children of God. On the day of your baptism, you took on the name of your brother, Christ. You are Christian. What does that name mean to you? Does it come up in cursing? Do you treasure having that name so that you want to be near the person who gave you that name? When he has a meal, you want to be a part of it. As you conduct your life on a day-to-day basis, do you want that name to be associated with shameful practices? Or things that befit the glory due that name? In a sense, that's the questions that Paul raised in our, or John raised in our epistle lessons for today. Do we really comprehend how precious it is to be called a child of God? And while earthly brothers normally do not give us a sense of how great that name is, the one who has given us the name Christian possesses the name that is truly above every name. And one day at that name, every knee in heaven and on earth will bow down. And not just because he can do great and wonderful things in the world's eyes, like call into being the heavens and the earth with just a word. But because of the love that he has had for us. Despite the fact that we have sullied the name, that we used it for purposes that bring shame upon us, and we've embarrassed God by our conduct, he loved us so much that when we were trapped by death and hell, to bear forever the consequences of our rebellion against him, God the Father sends his Son to take on our human flesh, to bear the punishment that we were supposed to bear, to suffer on the cross, death and hell, the abandonment of God. As he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? To experience death itself. Not because he had brought shame to the name, not because he had rebelled, but because of us. And then he rises from the dead, so that in him we might have life eternal. And so that we can, in our baptisms, take on that name and live that life that he died to give us. Not a life of sin, but a life of purity and righteousness. Not a life of lawlessness, but a life of love and holiness. You have great names. You are all called by the name of Christ. Cherish that name always. And then live a life that brings honor to the name. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001, by Crossway, publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.